T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Prices continue to fall at the pump and may get to below $3 a gallon by Christmas. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on what we're paying now and the factors behind the drop.
AAA says the average for a regular gallon of gas in the Philly area is $3.79 a gallon, which is a drop of 12 cents in the last week, 26 cents in a month. In South Jersey, AAA has the average at $3.52 a gallon, which is down 15 cents in the last week. Why has this been happening? Well, oil prices have gone down because of global economic concerns. There are recession fears in the U.S. and Europe. That's bringing demand down. So are the very strict COVID policies in China. OPEC says this is why the member countries decided in the fall to cut production by 2 million barrels a day through the end of the year. That led to concerns, especially in the U.S., that prices would jump, but that didn't happen. Now, one thing to keep track of is the European Union capping Russian oil at $60 a barrel starting today. We'll see what impact that has. The U.S. backs the plan, and the idea is that Russian oil still gets out in the marketplace, but the amount of money Russia can make is limited as it continues its invasion of Ukraine. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A sixth bus carrying migrants from Texas has arrived at 30th Street Station this morning. It arrived around 6 a.m. About 50 people were transferred from a charter bus to a SEPTA bus, then taken to a welcome center that the city has set up on Luzerne Street in North Philadelphia. The first bus arrived back in mid-November. The Attic Youth Center serves Philly LGBTQ teens and young adults, and as KYW Sharaday Howard reports, the center needs the public's help this holiday season.
Anyone feels more human when we're feel clean and put together.
Executive Director of the Attic Youth Center, Jasper Leem, says the center provides youth with a sense of belonging, connection, and understanding.
We work with LGBTQ youth, and over 80% of the youth that we see are youth of color. And so, you know, our youth are multiply marginalized. And so the access they have to certain sort of systemic supports is less than a lot of folks.
During the holiday season, the center assists even more youth as the lack of family acceptance compounds an already difficult situation. So in addition to offering a wide range of programs and services designed to provide youth with the support and skills needed to foster independence, they also provide support that many people take for granted, such as basics like three-square meals and even hygiene products. So the center provides that too.
And we are always looking for more. So if you or your company wants to do a toiletry drive, call us up or email us at development@atticyouthcenter.org, and we will set that up for you.
In Center City, Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Those changing speed limit signs on the Schuylkill Expressway have been in service for about a year and a half. Are they making the road safer or helping traffic flow? KYW's Mike DiNardo has an early look at the data.
PennDOT's analysis of crashes and travel times says the variable speed limit system is showing encouraging signs. The changing speed limit signs are designed to meter traffic ahead of congested areas to reduce the risk of collisions. PennDOT data for the last half of 2021 show that crash totals in Montgomery County decreased each month, and PennDOT's Dave Adams says traffic flow between Route 202 and Route 1 was slightly better, with overall travel times down a minute and a half eastbound and 30 seconds westbound.
So far, we've been seeing reduction in travel time, which is a good thing.
We asked some in King of Prussia if they obey the variable speed limits.
I do, because I know something's ahead.
If the road is clear, I don't. They kind of act like traffic warning. Like if I see the speed limit's lower, I'm like, okay, it's probably slower up ahead.
Adam stressed this is only the first 6 months of data, and a better evaluation requires 3 to 5 years of information. The Eagles' dominating 35-10 performance over the Tennessee Titans included one of their players getting revenge against his old team. KYW's Dave Uram explains.
Leading up to the game, A.J. Brown said the Eagles' matchup against the Titans was just another opportunity to play the game he loves. Turns out it might have been a little bit more than that.
This one meant a lot to me.
Brown and the Eagles muscled the Titans all afternoon. Brown, 8 catches, 119 yards, admitted he wanted to stay a Titan for his career. They traded him to the Eagles in the offseason amid failed contract negotiations.
You know, I'm going to have to give you this whooping, but I still love you, though.
Head coach Nick Sirianni said Brown handled things like a pro.
Of course that he got himself up a little bit more for that. Like, as much as we're telling him don't and just let it happen naturally, human nature is going to take over there. But he did. I felt like he went through his process throughout the week to get himself ready to play.
Eagles are 11-1 for the fourth time in franchise history.
Eagles head up to the Meadowlands on Sunday to face the New York Giants. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.